Vienna? I mean, it's a city that needs no introduction, right? The history, the culture, the coffee. But what if you're thinking about, tapping into that booming short-term rental market there? Well, let's just say Vienna's got rules. And we're not talking about which fork to use for your Sachertort. We're diving into the nitty-gritty of Vienna's short-term rental regulations. Because trust me, you don't want to be on the wrong side of a fine or worse.
Especially with Vienna's tourism industry, like roaring back to life post-pandemic, they've already had over 7.5 million overnight stays. And that's just in the first half of this year. So if you're even thinking about renting out your place, you better buckle up because things are about to get interesting.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We are going deep, deep, deep into actual excerpts from the Vienna regulations. So this is the real deal, no sugarcoating here. And first up, Vienna dropped a little bit of a bombshell last year. Starting July 2024, there's this whole new 90-day rule for short-term rentals. 90 days.
Yeah, essentially Vienna is like trying to pump the brakes on the whole city turning into, one giant Airbnb, right? They want to keep apartments available for people who live there, not just, tourists coming in and out. Think of it like this. Imagine trying to find a flat in Vienna, and it's just a constant battle against these short-term rentals. It's a move we've seen in other, popular tourist destinations. Like Berlin, for instance, has been doing something similar.
Makes sense. So what does this actually mean for someone who wants to rent out their place? Like, what does this 90-day rule actually mean for them?
Well, it's a game changer, right? If you are hoping to just, rent out your place year-round, you're going to need a new strategy. This 90-day limit is specifically for people who are renting out their primary residence. Anything beyond that, you're looking at needing some special permission.
Ah, so that's where things get tricky. And I hear there's this whole residential zone thing that adds another layer of complexity here.
Exactly. It wouldn't be a deep dive without some bureaucratic twists and turns, right? Now, this is where even the regulations get a little fuzzy. There isn't like a crystal clear definition of residential zone in this context, which can be a real head scratcher for people.
So how on earth are people supposed to figure out if their apartment falls under this mysterious residential zone umbrella?
Well, your best bet is to check out the city's zoning maps. They've made those public, which is helpful. And of course, when in doubt, reach out to the city directly. It's always better to be safe than sorry, especially when you see the kind of fines they're helping out.
Oh, right, the fines. Don't leave us hanging. What are we talking about here?
We're talking potentially up to 50,000
Thirty
euros.
thousand.
50,000. And in some cases, even the risk of jail time.
Jail time.
Yes, you heard that right. And here's the kicker. It's not even for renting your place out illegally, but just for listing it illegally.
So even just putting your apartment up on Airbnb without, dotting your I's and crossing your T's could land you in some seriously hot water.
Precisely. They are serious about enforcing these regulations.
And it's not just about the fines, right? This all ties into a much bigger issue Vienna's grappling with, which is, finding that balance between welcoming tourists and keeping the city livable for residents.
And this is where the whole saga of Airbnb versus Vienna gets really interesting.
Oh, tell me more.
Back in 2021, Airbnb actually lost a lawsuit against the city,
Really?
which barred them from listing any of those city-owned apartments, the Gemeindebau
Right,
apartments.
those were a no-go for short-term rentals now.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Even after that whole legal battle, Airbnb is now bending over backward to cooperate with the city. They've even set up a hotline for people to report violations.
Wow, talk about a plot twist. So it seems like Vienna's really putting his foot down, huh?
Absolutely. This is not something they're taking lightly. They are serious about creating a sustainable housing market for residents.
Okay, so we've got the 90-day rule, the residential zone puzzle, and these hefty fines. What else do people need to know before they even think about hitting that list your space button on Airbnb?
Well, let's talk about the other side of the coin, taxes.
Ugh, taxes. Everybody's favorite subject.
Not the most glamorous topic, but it's crucial for anyone looking to rent out their place in Vienna.
Because nobody likes a surprise visit from the tax man, right?
And just like with the rest of these regulations, Vienna has a very particular way of doing things when it comes to
Of
taxes.
course they do.
There's the Vienna City Tax, which is levied on anyone staying in paid accommodation. Hotels, Airbnbs, you name it. And guess what? As the host,
you're on the hook for collecting that tax from your guests and paying it to the city.
Oh, so you're responsible for that as the host?
You are. It's not just about, you know, tacking on a random fee. There's a whole system in place.
Gotcha.
The tax is calculated based on a percentage of your rental income, and it needs to be filed and paid monthly.
Monthly.
Monthly. On top of that, you've also got to factor in national taxes, like income tax, on any earnings from your rentals.
Right, because that Airbnb money is considered income.
Exactly.
And income means taxes no matter where you are.
Exactly. It's crucial to keep meticulous records of all your bookings, expenses, everything to ensure you're on top of your tax obligations.
Otherwise, those deadlines will sneak up on you faster than you can say sack or tort. All right?
You got it. And trust me, you do not want to mess around with Austrian tax authority.
Okay, so we've got taxes covered. What else? What about guest reporting? Is it as simple as just having, like, a guest book lying around?
Not even close. Vienna takes guest reporting very seriously.
Okay.
You are legally obligated to report specific details about your guests to the city, how many guests there are, their nationalities, how long they're staying, and you have a very tight window to do it.
Okay, so no pressure there. How long you had? 24 hours, 48 hours?
24 hours from the moment they step foot in your apartment.
Wow.
And it's not just a headcount either. You need a detailed guest register with all the important information, names, addresses, passport numbers, you name it.
Wow. They really won't mess around, do they? It sounds like renting out your place in Vienna is a bit more complicated than just snapping a few photos and putting up an Airbnb listing.
It definitely requires a bit more effort, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But hey, at least you're getting a crash course in Viennese bureaucracy.
Well, every experience is a learning opportunity, right?
Exactly. And speaking of learning, there's actually even more to this data reporting business.
So before we were talking about data reporting and how seriously Vienna takes this whole process.
Yeah, it's true. They've really upped their game in recent years.
No kidding. So what other data surprises are in store for us?
Well, as of January 2021, Airbnb has actually been sharing data directly with the Austrian tax authorities.
Yeah.
And this isn't just like a casual heads up. We're talking host identities, hosting activity for the entire previous year, the whole shebang.
Wow.
And this applies whether you're a homes host or running experiences.
So it's like they say, Big Brother is watching and sharing his notes with the tax man.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But hey, it's not just Austria. Airbnb has these kinds of data sharing agreements in other countries too, like France, Spain, the Netherlands.
Right.
It's the price of doing business in the age of the sharing economy. I guess governments want their cut and Airbnb wants to stay on everyone's good side. Speaking of which, let's circle back to those residential zones for a sec, because those rules got even stricter recently.
Okay.
You see, before these restrictions mainly applied to the lower levels of buildings in residential zones, think like ground floor apartments or maybe a few floors up.
So if your apartment was high enough, you could kind of fly under the radar.
Not anymore.
Oh.
Now the restrictions apply to all levels of a building in a residential zone. Whether you're overlooking the Danube from a penthouse or tucked away in a quiet courtyard, those 90-day rules still apply. No escaping them just because you're a few floors higher.
Wow, so they really tightened the screws there.
They did. And this is where it gets even trickier because of that whole home sharing gray area we talked about earlier. Even with these stricter regulations, home sharing is still permitted in residential zones.
Wait, so you're saying I could rent out like a spare room in my apartment, even in a residential zone with all this going on?
Technically, yes. The key phrase in the regulations is that the use of the apartment for residential purposes by the host predominates.
Okay, so the emphasis is on technically here. Because like, proving your primary use of the apartment is residential and not just a clever way to run an Airbnb year-round. That sounds like a legal tightrope walk.
Exactly. It's one of those areas where the lack of a clear definition makes it a judgment call. And in those situations, it's always best to err on the side of caution.
Which probably means reaching out to the city for clarification yet again. Better to be safe than sorry, especially with those fines hanging over your head.
Couldn't agree more. Now, let's say you've done your homework, checked the zoning maps, accepted that your apartment falls under those tighter rental restrictions. Are there any options left? Well, there is one potential loophole, exemption permits.
Exemption permits?
Right.
Like a get-out-of-jail-free card for your Vienna Airbnb.
Not quite as simple as that, but essentially there are two main scenarios where you might qualify for an exemption permit. The first is if your apartment is smack dab in a residential zone and you can prove you're providing replacement residential space.
Replacement residential space?
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean? Are we talking like building a whole other apartment somewhere to compensate?
Essentially, yes.
Or at least demonstrating that you're contributing to the creation of new residential space in some way. It's a high bar to clear and definitely not a cheap or easy solution.
Yeah, that one doesn't sound very practical for the average person.
Yeah.
What about the second scenario?
The second scenario applies if your apartment is outside a designated residential zone, but you're aiming to rent it out for more than those allotted 90 days.
Okay, so what's the catch in this case?
Well, you'll need written consent from every single owner in your building.
Oh, boy.
Imagine having to knock on doors and convince all your neighbors to let you run an Airbnb for longer.
Good luck with that. Especially in a city known for its, you know, love of peace and quiet.
Right. And that's not all. On top of that, less than 50% of the units in your building can already be used for short-term rentals. So if you've got a bunch of Airbnb happy neighbors, you're out of luck.
So even if you manage to tick all those boxes, there's still no guarantee you'll actually be granted an exemption permit.
Exactly. It's a bit like winning the lottery, except instead of millions of euros, you get to rent out your apartment for a few extra weeks.
And even if you do win that bureaucratic lottery, remember, these permits are only valid for a maximum of 5 years.
Right. So the fun never really ends.
Fun might not be the right word, but it's definitely a crash course in navigating the world of Viennese regulations.
Yeah.
But hey, as they say, Vienna wasn't built in a day, and neither were its short-term rental regulations.
That's one way to look at it. Speaking of which, there's one more piece of this puzzle we should talk about.
So we were just talking about that one last piece of the puzzle we need to fit in, you know, before everyone rushes off to become Vienna's next Airbnb superstar.
Right, and it's a big one, those crucial what-ifs and now whats.
Exactly, because we've covered a ton of ground here. The 90-day rule, those tricky residential zones, the fines, the whole saga with Airbnb in Vienna, those taxes, guest reporting, and even that whole data sharing agreement.
It's a lot to digest, we know, but think of us as your friendly Viennese regulation tour guides.
There you go.
Right. This isn't legal advice. It's about, you know, arming yourself with the information you need before you even think about, like, dipping your toes into Vienna's short-term rental waters.
Exactly. This is your crash course. This is your heads up. But like any good crash course, it's just the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. There's always more to learn, and these rules aren't set in stone. They can and do change, so staying updated is key.
So where should people go? Like, if they want to stay in the loop, where do they go to find the latest and greatest on all this?
Don't just take our word for it. Go straight to the source. Those Vienna regulation excerpts we've been talking about, as dry as they might seem, they're your Bible, your rule book.
Yeah. Think of it like this. Those regulations are the fine print that nobody reads until they need to.
Right.
Except in this case, you really, really need to read them.
Couldn't agree more. And don't be shy about reaching out to the city directly with any questions. Right. They're there to help. And getting clarification could save you a lot of trouble down the line.
Absolutely. No shame in asking for directions, especially when you're navigating something as, you know, as complex as this.
Right. Now, as we wrap up our deep dive into Viennese short-term rentals, I want to leave you with this. Vienna is trying to walk this tightrope between sharing its beauty with the world, right, and protecting its residents. It's a balancing act a lot of cities are facing these days.
Right. They want tourists, but they also don't want the city to become, you know, one giant hotel. So they're trying to find that sweet spot, that balance.
And that's the question we should all be asking ourselves. Is Vienna's approach, with all its complexities, the right one? Is it too strict, too lenient, or have they managed to strike that perfect balance?
Food for thought, right?
Yeah.
There's no easy answer, and it's a conversation we need to keep having, especially as more and more cities around the world grapple with this impact of short-term rentals. One thing's for sure, Vienna isn't shying away from the challenge, and neither should we.
Absolutely. Informed choices, that's what it's all about.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, let's all raise a toast. You know, a metaphorical glass of Viennese wine, perhaps. To informed decision-making, to responsible hosting, and to a future where residents and visitors alike can thrive in this incredible city.
Cheers to that.
Until next time, happy renting. And as always, thanks for taking the deep dive with us.